There's no chance voters this fall will get to decide whether Illinois should change how its legislative districts are drawn. That follows the latest decision from the state Supreme Court. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. The Independent Maps Group spent millions of dollars pushing a plan it promised would do away with gerrymandering if voters approved it in the upcoming election. Supporters collected some 563,000 signatures from Illinois voters to put the question on the ballot. But in a divided decision last month, the Illinois Supreme Court found the proposal did not meet the Constitution's narrow requirements for citizen initiatives. Independent Maps admitted it was a long shot, but it asked the court to reconsider. The justices took six words to say no. The petition for rehearing is denied. That, too, was a divided decision, 4-3. The dissenting justices, all elected as Republicans, indicated they'll have more to say later. Already, some redistricting advocates are promoting alternative plans they say could meet constitutional muster. And GOP Governor Bruce Rauner, who sees a new way of drawing districts as a way of cutting into Democratic legislative dominance, is continuing to push the General Assembly to get involved. I'm Amanda Vinicky.